when there is suffering, when there's overwhelming suffering, if we encounter it in others, or if you encounter it in yourself, if you encounter hell in yourself, in others, what are you to do? In the Tibetan Book of the Dead, we're given an indication. In each of the six realms of conditioned existence, the Bodhisattva of great compassion, Avalokiteshvara, takes form as a sage, as an enlightened sage, as a Buddha. And in hell, he appears as the indigo-coloured Buddha, Dharmaraja, the King of Truth. And he holds a vase of Amrita. He holds a vase of soothing nectar to soothe the torments, the sufferings of those in hell. And this gives an indication of what we need to do when we are in our own or we're in other people's hells. We need first of all to get relief. We need first of all to bring relief. We need to soothe and even if we can heal the pain. We need to do whatever needs to be done to soothe and heal that pain. Because pain is so debilitating, so overwhelming. If someone is grieving, if they're in the hell of overwhelming grief, don't try to be clever in relation to that. Be a soothing, healing presence to them. Don't try to sort of give them a lecture on impermanence or something like that. No, be with them, soothe them. If you can do something practical for them, do it. Don't sit back. Especially don't sit back and explain why they are suffering. There's nothing worse, you know, when you're in that sort of pain, the pain of grief, and somebody, you know, coming out with some Buddhist platitudes or psychological platitudes. All you want is somebody to be with you in it, to hold your hand. There is as well, though, another interpretation of this word Amrita. Amrita doesn't just mean nectar, healing, soothing nectar. Amrita literally means the deathless, that which doesn't die, that which is eternal. Not in the sense of meaning unlimited temporal duration, but eternal in the sense of transcending time altogether. The deathless, from the oldest times in Buddhism, is a synonym for nirvana, for enlightenment. In one sutta, the Buddha says, monks, look for the Amrita Dhatu. Look in your experience for the deathless element. It doesn't mean this in the sense of living forever, but in the sense of transcending birth and death altogether. So when the Buddha Dharmaraja offers Amrita to the hells, to those suffering in the hell, he's actually, you can say as well, offering the deathless, offering nirvana, offering enlightenment, which means, of course, something extraordinarily profound. States of pain, maybe states of extreme pain, can sometimes be the condition for breaking through into the deathless, breaking through into enlightenment. Things have got so bad in conditioned existence. They've got so bad, there's nowhere else to go other than enlightenment. When in great pain, you are strangely open to transcendent possibility, though you probably don't know it.